Lord, open your Bibles, please. I'm aware that I must be short. When I see this, I'm going to go longer. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 10. And thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth. And the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, and may I do the charge to feed the flock this morning and minister grace to your people. In Christ's name I pray, amen. I have a little thought. I want to speak about a God of class. My personal favorite material that when the Lord leads me to speak is on the nature of God. I don't get to pick what I preach. I mean, it's within the scriptures, but when he leads me to speak on his nature, I always enjoy that more. We know God and his nature by the names that he has given us. Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. The Lord my banner, Nisa, the Lord send peace, Shalom. Shammah, the Lord is here. Tiskninivu, the Lord our righteous, or the Lord, we know that healeth thee. Years ago, I spoke on a message on if I was to give God another name, I would call him the God of surprise or the God of pleasant surprise. And I base that on every appearance of Christ after the resurrection was a surprise, a pleasant surprise. But today I want to add another name to God. This is me personally. He's a God of class. Webster's dictionary for something to be called classic, such as classic art, classic music, classic literature, classic car. In fact, I just heard on the news, or somebody told me, one of the workers here, that a gentleman was getting ready to throw away an old ink printer. But someone said, before you throw that ink printer away, I suggest that you take it and have it appraised. He said, well, this thing is old, it's outdated. Come to find out, it was one of the first that this big company had, and it was worth just short of $1 million. I know you're all going to run home and check your old inkjets. It was a classic printer. We're given restaurants with, they have what's called five-class, five-star restaurant, five-star hotel. They say it shows pride of ownership. But you can't help but notice, if you read your Bible, that God is a God of class. When the Queen of Sheba heard of the wisdom of Solomon, who is a type of Jesus Christ, and Jesus said so himself in the New Testament, she heard about the great glory of his kingdom and of his wisdom. She traveled a long ways to get there. When she came and she saw the splendor of his kingdom, saw the temple that he had built, asked him many hard questions. The Bible says there was no more spirit left in her. What that means is she was overwhelmed at his class. We are the bride of Christ, those that are born again. And God courted each of us in a different way in order to bring you to a trust and a faith in Him. You each have a story of how the Lord courted us. I remember a story told by a fellow that attended Bible school. A true story of this young man attending a Bible school. He fell in love with another lady in the school, and he wanted to come up with a proposal that would outdo all other proposals. He wanted it to be really classy. This is what happened. He had her picked up in a beautiful, long, black limousine. It drove her, along with him, to a lake. Upon arriving at the lake, as soon as they got out, here came another catering service. And they brought a nice, hot meal. He then had a boat waiting for him and her to enter into. He got in the boat. It was in the evening time. There was a beautiful sunset. And they worked their way out into the middle of the lake as they're eating this nice, beautiful dinner, when all of a sudden bubbles started appearing on the side of the boat. He knew what was going on, but she did not. She's overwhelmed at all of this wonderful attention and beautiful things that are happening. When the bubbles kept appearing, then kind of disappeared and went out over there and then came back, when a hand came up from the water with a black box, he asked her to reach down and to grab it. And there she picked up this black box and he says, "Open it." And there in the black box was a beautiful diamond ring. And he said to her, "Will you marry me?" What are you going to do, say no after all of that? But what a classy way of proposing for this young-to-be bride. When Jacob was visiting Joseph, who he thought had died, and when he was told that, no, Jacob is alive, and he was told of all of the things that God had done and put Joseph in a wonderful position, the Bible says, Jacob, it uses the same language that it does referring to the Queen of Sheba. It said that he almost passed out. He was overwhelmed at the good news and how classy the news was. How many ever watch Undercover Boss? I have to have a box of Kleenexes with me, because every time when that boss begins to show himself, it kind of reminds me of Joseph revealing himself to the brothers. And as the boss begins to reveal those that were good, they're going, "Oh, good." And those that were bad are going, "Uh-oh." But then when he begins to compliment them, they begin to just fall apart. And then when he ends up telling them all the money that he's going to give them or help them out with this family member or that one, and they're weeping and I'm crying and, "Oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus." I think, what a class act. What a beautiful way to display some wonderful giving things. Travel is another department that has given 5-class ratings. But have you ever considered the classy things that our God does? He is so classy. Enoch was not, for God took him. Elijah goes up in a chariot of fire in the whirlwind. Jesus walks on water. Jesus walks through walls. In Acts, he disappears. And Jonah traveled in a whale submarine. What a classy way of doing things. And Christmas is coming up. And we sang about the classy ways of how God brought his son into the world. The angels singing, how a star led them. That was his first coming. Can you imagine the class it's going to be at the second return of our Lord? I'm not breaking down the prophetic, but we do know that he's coming again. And if you understand the nature of God, he always outdoes the last thing he did. Whether it be starting in the garden, and from the garden to the tabernacle in the wilderness, from the tabernacle in the wilderness to Solomon's temple, from Solomon's temple to Jesus, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And then from Jesus, it got even greater, and him sending the Holy Spirit. But think with me, if he did all that on his first coming with the star that led them and the angels singing, glory to God in the highest, what will it be like when Jesus comes again, the class? And I read in Hebrews, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. I can't imagine the beauty it's going to be when the Lord brings that about. If the first time Jesus came, we saw what we did, can you imagine what the Lord will do on that one? We talk about classic poetic justice. I love the story of Mordecai and Haman, of how the Lord brought about not just justice. It was a class act to see how Mordecai was able to get the vengeance, not himself, over Haman, who had built the gallows he thought for him, but they ended up being for him. What a class act of justice. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Do you realize how classy it's going to be? The world can't come up with stories as classical as the Bible. You see TV stories all the time and people's imagination. You'll never outdo these stories. And the song that we sing, you have heard of little Moses in the bulrush. You have heard of fearless David and the sling. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph and of Jonah and the whale we often sing. There are many, many others. What a class act. I had to stop before I forget it. But those stories in the Bible, have you ever looked at not just how God did it, but I mean he did it with a flair. To pick up Jonah in a whale and swallow him and take him to where he needed to go. The classy story of the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I mean, what a class act. They're getting ready to be thrown into the fire. And when they are thrown in the fire, I've often imagined they were expecting, and I'm sure they were praying and hoping God would deliver them. But listen, Hebrews says that some were stoned, and some were cut, and some were tortured, and they were aware of such times, and even though they said, be it known unto thee that the God in whom we serve, he is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us, but then they said, but if not. So they did have some reservation, but when they were thrown into that fiery furnace, I've often imagined they were ready to be burned, and I can see Meshach look at the other one and say, you feel anything? No, I feel good. Are you burning? No, I'm not burning. Shadrach, you burning? No. Meshach, you burning? No. We're all not burning. And I'll bet they just were so excited. But what a beautiful story. And then to look and to see Jesus beside them. dancing in the fiery furnace, as the king says. I just don't see three, but I see four, and the fourth appears to be as the Son of Man. What a beautiful, classy story. Daniel in the lion's den. What a great story. The Red Sea. Can anybody outdo the story of the Red Sea? We're talking about an ocean opening up and the children of Israel marching into victory. The River Jordan. And there Elisha takes the mantle from Elijah and goes over to the waters and smites them and let the God of Elisha come. And the waters went hither and thither, and there the sons of the prophets from the school of the prophets saw far off of Elisha just walking across with a mantle. That, what a class act. What a beautiful story. Do you know that then there's Jesus? He feeds 5,000 out in the wilderness. And by saying that, your stomach just began to turn. And you begin to draw your attention in there. If you don't say amen, I'm going another half hour. We serve a God that not only does things, He does it with class. He does it with such style, such beauty, such amazing things that we ought to be shouting. Look at how Jesus had the temple tax paid. Peter, they're upset. I really don't have to pay it. But just so they don't get their feelings hurt and they don't get offended, go down and get a fishing pole, put a hook out, catch a fish, and in the fish you're going to find a coin. Who comes up with this stuff? And Peter does, and takes the coin out of the fish's mouth. What a classy story. Is God still doing that? Yes, He is. He is still doing amazing things. I just pray that the more you love Him, the more you're going to see how good He is and how amazing He is. His nature, it said in our text, doesn't change. I could tell you 100 stories of classy things. When they built that kitchen in there, they didn't use old stuff. They did it first class. How many know God's temple ought to be first class? Yes. It ought to be good. God ought to get the best. I'm going to be really classy right now and close. Would you stand? I remember one of the first miracles I ever experienced. I'm a new Christian. I'm hearing about God doing miracles. I was a lifeguard at a pool. I took the guys swimming after church one night. I went over to the, we were in the office. There's a big metal case. I've relived this 1,000 times. I opened up the metal doors. I took a little box out, and there I took each contact out, put them in the box, put the lid on the box, put it back in the metal cabinet, and we went swimming. Came back from swimming, came into the office, opened the metal case, grabbed the box, opened the lid, and there's only one contact. I looked and looked, and they looked with me, my four or five friends. We looked for 15, 20 minutes. Couldn't find it. Then you aren't going to find it. It probably stuck to your finger, and you thought you put it in the box. You didn't put it in the box. And if it's out there in the pool, good luck, they're clear. You'll never find it. I remember walking back there out in the car, and I went over to the counter. I'm getting ready to shut the lights off. God, my witness, In frustration, my hand went down. Lord, where's my contact? My finger popped out. I lie not, my finger began to buzz. And I felt a weird sensation in my finger. I look at the end of my finger where it's pointing, and there is my contact. I went nuts. Woo! Hallelujah! Look what God did. You say, that happened? Yes, it did. What a classy thing. I mean, he just didn't let me find it. He gave me the buzz. And he had it pointing at it. I could tell you the time when the contact was lost, when Kelly, as a little baby, reached up and hit my eyeball, and the contact came out, and I took 2-3 more steps and stopped, called my wife, dear, come and take Kelly, and took her and put her within the sliding door and came back out, and we're looking in a space from here to the pew in the grass and can't find the contact, and we looked and looked and looked, and you've heard this. But if you'll act like you never heard it before, I'll quit real quick. And I saw a bug. And I said, honey, I'm going to ask God to lead this bug to my contact. She rolled her eyes like I get sometimes when I'm preaching. She said, you're crazy. I watched that bug and went down. I pulled it back. And there's my contact. What a class act. Yes, it happened. Let's pray. Father, you are so good. We just don't know how good you really are. But you not only do things, you do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Oh God, open our eyes at this time, at this time of the year, that we may see that you are a God of class, and we live for a God of class, and therefore, as the word said, he's the glory and the lifter of my head. May I represent him well, and may I act accordingly, and may my faith be encouraged. Thank you for what you did for Becky. Oh God, increase our faith to see your wondrous glories that you're continually doing. Now accept our thanks for this food and our fellowship, and may our fellowship be classic. May our love one for another be classic. For your word instructs us, whatever thy hand find to do, do it with all thy might. Put some class into it. Put some zeal behind it. Put some wonderful, give it your best. So Lord, I ask you to accept our thanks and our fellowship in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to somebody, give them a good classy handshake. How great.